A little more than 90 years ago, a new president came to power in Mexico. And among his many policies was the strict enforcement of some of the provisions of the Mexican Constitution of 1917. These policies were restrictions on the church. They were policies against the clergy. But of course, at first, they weren't terribly severe. Priests and bishops and other clergy were not allowed to wear clerical garb in public. They could only look like priests and bishops inside the church. But of course, that is only clothing. But then next, priests and bishops were forbidden from speaking about political issues and were subject to imprisonment if they did. And then religious schools were banned and religious instruction was made illegal. That was more than clothing, and that was more than preaching. Then public worship was forbidden. And then they started killing priests. They started killing faithful Catholic people. The image of one of those priests, St. Toribio Romo, adorns our church. He was killed simply for being a priest. He was not a political figure, he was a preacher of the gospel. Among the many, many lay people killed was a 12-year-old boy, Jose Sanchez del Rio, canonized only a few weeks ago by Pope Francis. Joselito was not a political figure. He was a child of faith, and the government tortured and killed him. How quickly the forces of evil move when they begin an attack on people of faith. How quickly laws about clothing and speech escalate to violent persecution. The Maccabees knew this. They were only asked to violate their dietary laws. But the seven brothers knew that submitting themselves to the government on any of their religious practices would eventually lead to submitting to the government on all of their religious practices. These seven brothers chose to die in the peace of God and the conviction of their conscience rather than submit to the authority of the state. They chose to render only unto God that which belongs to God alone. Why? Why? It's just food. It's just speech. It's just education. It's just religion. It's just a private matter. It's just the meaning of life. It's just everything. It's just everything. The Sadducees came to Jesus with a question, but they had no interest in the answer. They didn't believe in resurrection or eternal life. They only asked the question to mock Jesus. This wasn't a dialogue. It was a mockery. They didn't care about the answer. They just wanted to make fun of Jesus. And so often, this is the response of earthly powers to people of faith. So often, what appears as an opportunity for dialogue is just an occasion for mockery. The powerful of the earth do not care about the question or the answer, and they certainly don't care about us. But we will still give the answer. We will still give our testimony. We will stand with the Maccabees of long ago and with those glorious martyrs of Mexico only a few years ago. We will give our testimony not because the world wants to hear it, but because we are compelled in Christ Jesus to give it. As followers of the Lord Jesus, we who have been claimed in love and sustained in faith will bear witness to the hope that is ours in Christ Jesus. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, that is the difference. The government that killed the seven Maccabees had no hope. The Sadducees who denied any life beyond this one had no hope. The government that killed St. Toribio Romo, St. Jose Sanchez del Rio, and any government that might one day kill you or me has no hope. But we do. We have the hope. We have the blessed hope of the glory of God shining through the face of Christ. We have everything. We have hope. Amen.